Anna Rosati is going to come share with us about her time in Thailand and the ministry that she's doing there. So we're going to turn the floor over to Anna. Thank you.
All right, so for those of you who don't know me, I'll start off with a little background. I recently graduated from Cedarville University, and my last semester there, I had an opportunity to go overseas to Thailand for my student teaching. And while there, I formed some relationships at an international school, and they hired me back this past year to teach. So that's what I've been doing for a year. I've been living and teaching in the city of Bangkok, Thailand. You can see it up on the screen. It's a pretty big city. So it took some adjustment from cornfields to that, but I made it okay. Didn't get lost too often. So I live and work at International Community School of Bangkok. It's an American international school that runs on an American curriculum, so all of my instruction is in English, and the kids learn all their basic subjects in English. However, it's a pretty international mix, and as a result, I am an English as a second language teacher. I teach grades kindergarten, second grade, and fifth grade. And the way it works is that some students aren't quite ready with their English to be in the mainstream classroom the whole time, so they come to me for 45 minutes a day, and we do intensive reading, writing, speaking, and listening instruction to try to get them where they need to be for the regular classroom. We also do fun things like make cookies and stuff, so it's not all boring. Additionally, I have some other responsibilities at work. I help with the weekly chapels for the elementary students. I was able to lead two chapels. This year's theme was grace, and then I was able to write and participate in some skits that were kind of a running theme throughout the chapels this year. I also help lead a life group. I co-lead with my friend Beth Wyckoff. She's a middle school teacher. And we started out with 7 girls, now we ended up with 14 middle school girls who come to us during their lunchtime on Tuesdays. And it's kind of a fluid time since we have both believers and non-believers and all sorts of religions mixed in our group. Beth and I decided to just focus on building relationships and sharing where we're at with God and kind of opening doors for conversations about God and learning more about Christianity through that time. So that was really fun. I also do lunch duty. You can see our cafeteria there with all the little girls and boy eating on the bench. I make sure that birds don't eat their food. And since it's an open-air cafeteria, anything can get in there. And the kids are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it's a fun time for me to build relationships outside of my classroom with kids. I don't get to spend a lot of time with the kids who are fluent in English. And so it's nice to build more relationships with them. And that way, when they see me around, I'm not, like, big and scary. I also spend some time with friends outside of school. And I think that might be next.
What's next? Whatever's next, we'll go with that.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I also do have friends, so I spend time with them, and there aren't pictures, but you'll have to believe me. So, yeah, we just hang out. I have a really good friend, Jiup. She's a Christian. She works at the school with me, and she has just been such a great Thai teacher for me this year. She's so patient. Oh, numbers. I was going to give you some numbers about the school. All right, we'll do that first. Rewind. So the school is about 920 students and 131 staff. The staff are mostly American, Thai, and Canadian, and from the UK. And the students come from 22 different countries. So about 52% of our student population is native Thai students, and then the other 48% comes from the other 21 countries. So we have Korean students, Indian students, students from Taiwan and Australia and the United Kingdom, and America, of course, all over the world. A majority of our students are not from Christian backgrounds. As you can see, that 52% there of Thai students are actually from pretty strict Buddhist homes, and then most of our Indian students are actually from a religious background called Jainism. So teaching at ICS is a really great opportunity for me to speak openly about the gospel. The parents know that their kids are coming to a Christian school, and they make no secret about spreading the gospel and having Bible studies and chapels, and so it's a really interesting way to be able to build relationships not only with students, but also with parents, as the parents see the difference in the way their children are respected and treated at an international Christian school versus other schools. That kind of opens doors for conversations about God with parents and family as well. All right, now we'll talk about my friends. So Jiup is my wonderful Thai teacher. She's in the sunglasses with me up there in the corner, and she's been very patient with my terrible studentship underneath her, and I'm slowly learning Thai once a week with her. We also hang out and have picnics and birthday parties, and been able to connect with some other Cedarville graduates who are living and working in Bangkok, so that's been really fun. In addition to friends, I also go to a local Christian church called New City Fellowship. It's a small church in a neighborhood outside of Bangkok. The leadership is a mixture of Western and Thai leadership, and the services are mostly in Thai with English translation on headphones. So that's been really fun for me to get out of the American bubble a little bit and to practice my Thai in a Christian setting. The vocabulary is pretty different, so it's been helpful to learn that. And that picture is from our Easter sunrise service. We had it on the roof of the church, and we sang in Thai about Jesus to all the surrounding apartment buildings. So I don't know, maybe the Lord worked through that a little bit, but I thought it was pretty cool. So in addition to church and friends, I've also been involved in a ministry called Construction of Hope. This ministry focuses on children of Cambodian construction workers living abroad in Thailand. These kids are kind of in a unique situation. Since they are not Thai citizens, they do not have access to the free Thai public education system while they're in Thailand. So when they go back to Cambodia, which is very rarely, they're very behind in school. Often they don't attend school. So the vision of Construction of Hope is that these students would have a stable Christian environment in which they can get some education. So with that goal in mind, last year, they just started a home for these kids. Their parents send them to this home, and their education is paid for. They live with a Christian pastor and his wife, Pastor Somnang, in a church in the city of Phnom Penh in Cambodia, and go to a local private Christian school there. They have about 11 kids living in the home right now. And what started out during my student teaching as just taking some kids from local construction sites and going to the pool and talking about English sort of became this whole ministry where they go out into villages and build relationships and talk about God and really talk to parents whose kids would be living by themselves with relatives anyway and have them live in a more structured setting where they can get an education. So it's still growing, it's still building, they're still working out kinks, but I'm pretty excited to be a part of the process in that ministry. And so what's next for me? This next year I will be heading back to Thailand. I have one more year left on my contract with International Community School. And come December I'll be praying about whether or not I should stay there or what God has for me after that time. So it's kind of up in the air, but so right now, that's where I am. Speaking of prayer, my prayer support team has been a super big support system for me this year. It's been really comforting to know that I have people stateside who are really covering me in prayer. Thailand can be a pretty dark country. There are lots of spiritual warfare things happening there. And so it's really helpful to have some home front fighters going for me. And if you would like to be a part of my prayer support team, there's a sign-up sheet out in the lobby area on the mailboxes with a smiley face pencil on it. And you can just sign your name and your email address, and you'll get a monthly update from me. It's kind of long, but I try to space it out and color code it so you can skip to the parts that are interesting to you. And I really do appreciate your prayer. You know, it's just great. Even one prayer once a month, God works through it. So, and speaking of the power of prayer, I'd like to pray for you guys before I close, because you guys are such a big support to me. And did you have a question? Yeah, what's your question? Spiritual warfare? It just means that sometimes there are groups of spirits that don't want to work with God. They want to work against him. And in Thailand, there are religions like Buddhism where people believe in the wrong God, not a true God, and those spirits take advantage of it, and they try to get people to believe in the wrong things and do bad things instead of following God. And so sometimes in Thailand, when you're there, it can make you feel kind of yucky inside, like, oh, I feel all these bad things going on, and I see all these bad things. And so when people here pray for me, it helps God to, it reminds me to think about the fact that God is there and that he's bigger than those spirits and that he already beat them, basically, and he already won. So it's nothing super scary that we have to worry about if God's in charge, right? But sometimes it can feel a little yucky if we forget that God's in charge. So, yeah. So anyway, I'd like to pray for you guys. Good question. Thank you for asking. I'll have more time for questions after if you want to talk to me more, but I'll pray for you guys real quick and then I'll close. Dear Lord, I just thank you for London Christian Fellowship. Lord, I thank you for the leaders here and for the way that you join us here each Sunday and work through the lives of the people here. Lord, I just pray for your blessing on LCF as they go, wisdom for the leadership and the congregation as they seek to make decisions of how to glorify you. Just pray that your truth would be made known here and that it would be a beacon to the city of London and to Madison County, and that you would draw the congregation here closer to you. In your name, amen.